Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing, oh God, there is nobody mad but the devil today. We come in against him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're going to show up and show out this day, Lord. Father, have your way on this broadcast. Father, the enemy is trying hard, Lord Father, but we know who we serve this day, O God. We know who we serve this day in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And I say no weapons that is formed against us, Lord Father, can prosper, Lord. Father, we're thanking you this day, Lord, for just having your way. Father, rendering that enemy assignment null and void in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I got a phone call saying that they cannot hear me. I don't know how much of the prayer that you have heard, how much of the broadcast so far that you have heard this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you all can hear me now. I tell you, Lord, show up and show out this day, oh God. Show up and show out this day. Oh, Father, this is the day that you have made. I know, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. Thank you that you let me know that you are hearing me now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I promise I was not ignoring anyone. I was just praying until, you know, ain't nobody mad but the devil. People, you see how the devil trying to come? And yes, I did to the devil, because it is him that is trying his utmost best. But we are victorious in all that we do. We are victorious in all that we do. You know why? Because we have the greater one that is within us this day. The greater one that operates in us. I tell you, God, you are merciful. And the struggle is real. You know, today, my topic for you today is knowing your enemy. Knowing your enemy today. Amen. And what does enemy mean? It says one that is antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to inquire, overthrow, or confound an opponent. That's what enemy is. And in Hebrew, it is called oyeb, meaning one who hates, which hostile, it can be hostile, it can be a hater, they can be an oppressor. And we all know that the enemy love to oppress God's people when we allow him to do so. But we here to serve him notice and say that we are a child of the Most High God. And we're here to serve him notice that we are overcomers, and that we are above and not beneath, and that we are the head and not the tail. Amen. It's time for us now to fight. Stand up and fight. And I'm not talking about with no guns, with no knives, none of that. No, we're going to fight with the word of God, which is the sword. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to stand in faith as we continue to do so. Amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all are not going to let me talk by myself. I know y'all are going to participate. I know y'all are going to press that number one, you know. And for those of you that are listening on another device, I know that you all are going to call in. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. And who are our enemies? We have three major enemies this day. Three. We talking spiritual now. Three. The world, the flesh, and you know, the devil. Because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his job, and he stays on his job 24/7 and then some, because he have all his little imps there doing their job. So are you going to stay on your job this day, on your post this day, warring and interceding for others and teaching them how to do so. Teaching them how to do so. The God that we serve, and I tell you, sometimes you say, God, they're overpowering and I feel like I'm losing. You're never a loser in God, and he makes no mistakes in anything that he does. Amen. Let us go to Romans 12 and 2. It reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Remember God said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Okay? We're not of the world. In John chapter 12, verse 17, let us read from, we're just going to read two scriptures, verse 15 and 16. It says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil, meaning protect them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let's go read 18 and 19 and say, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now he came, Jesus came, to reconcile us back to the Father. That's what he came to do, reconcile us to the Father. And for us to go out and be ministers of the gospel, draw others out of the world. See, in the beginning, he gave us free will. He gave us free will so we can choose whether we want to walk in him or whether we want to walk, you know, the other path, things of the world. What are you going to choose today? Because when you look around the world and you see what's going on, knowing the benefits that you get in Christ, who wouldn't choose him? But sometimes the enemy makes it look so good. He makes it look so good that You will choose to live in the world, not knowing that that is just a facade that he has there for you to do his bidding. And let me tell you, when he is done with you and discards you, I tell you, woe be unto you, says, winning the battle in your mind, Paul writes that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed and progressively change. Mean as you mature spiritually by renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. The battle is in our minds today. That's where the fight is. When he say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, spiritual being, that's what we are first. That's what we are first. You continually hear me saying that. That's what we are first. Your spirit man is housed in this body. This body that keeps us grounded on earth this day. So if we are spiritual being first, and we know, and for those that don't know, our fight is a spiritual fight. And a lot of people continually think that they can fight spiritual things in the natural by using guns and all of that. No, you can't use that. You cannot. It says, in other words, we are not to think or behave as worldly people do. Instead, we are to be transformed by renewing our minds according to God's word, so we may prove what God's will is and experience the good plan and purpose he has for each one of us. Not just for one, for each one of us. What are you going to do today? You're going to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy. Lord, help me to learn more of your word, that I'm able to fight against the enemy when he comes up against me with the word, standing on your word, because your word say you will fight against those that fight against me. See, we think that we are fighting alone. Enemy got more fighting against us. It may look so in the natural, but let me tell you, the God that we serve, we know we have more fighting for us than against us. Satan's job is to wear us down. Satan's job is to pull us away from God. That's what he wants. If he tempted Jesus, who are we that he won't tempt us, dangle stuff in front of us, come against us? He will come against us. Let me tell you, when you come out of the world and come into the knowledge of Christ, and you have been delivered, and you have been delivered, trust and believe, what you have been delivered from is right there, lurking. Right there, lurking, to see if you're going to let it back in. Remember Ephesians 6. When you read Ephesians 6, starting from verse number 10,
It gives you what to fight. It tells you how to fight the enemy. It tells you who you are fighting against. So let me know, it is not anything natural. God created him to be an adversary. A lot of people are like, oh, God didn't create. I was trying to find and trust and believe. I'm going to find the scripture in there. But for anyone that know it right off the bat, please press the number one if you're on here live, or call 347-857-3925 and tell me that scripture where God created the adversary. God created him. I have read it. And I saw it with my own eyes. And don't think if you just tell me a scripture that I am not going to go and look at it myself. Okay, that I will. So do me a favor and save yourself a thing, because, you know, we've been getting some crazy people called, okay? Know that. I know it's there. To find it just right now, no, I can't tell you. But if you're on there and you know it, please help us out. Help the rest of the readers out. He created that. Just like he gave us free will. He gave us the weapons to fight. You see, the enemy knows the word just as much as you know the word. But he played tricks with the word. That's what he does. He played tricks with the word. He will turn the word around. Go back and read when Jesus was fasting. Go back and read. See, the problem is we get the weapon in front of us that we can use against the enemy, but we refuse to pick it up and read. We refuse to spend that time in God. And we are teaching our children and our grandchildren that it's okay. They don't need to read the Bible. They don't need to pray. And you're sending them out without their armor on. You're sending them out without their armor. When they go and they sit and they hear the word of God, or you read the word of God to them as well, they begin to develop. I'm going to say develop that time and look forward to that time that they will read. You're going to read them the Bible. And, you know, there are stories in the Bible, you know, that when you read to them, it fascinates them. You know, when I start reading the Bible, I had loved Exodus. I had loved Exodus because when it was talking about the ark, and it talked about, you probably say, you know, I'm weird, but that's okay. You know, how long the ark was. You know, he gave him specific measurements of everything and what all needed to bring in. And then it talked about with the different stones and all of that. Now, I was just so fascinated with it. So there may be some story that you tell them from the Bible that your child can draw on. They can draw and stand on it. And especially when it is you tell them about calling on the name of Jesus. It said demons tremble at the name of Jesus. They tremble. When Jesus was delivering that boy that, you know, had all those spirits inside of him, they were so fearful of him. They didn't know who he was. So don't you think if the Holy Spirit dwells within you and you exercise your right that God has given you, the power and the authority that God has given you, don't you think that they too gonna flee? You're going to stand. And he is also going to see that you are not standing by yourself. You're not standing by yourself. If we allow ourselves to be conformed to the world, we will think as they tell us to think and do what they tell us to do, other than what God said to do. But thankfully, as children of God, we have an option to be transformed into the image of Christ and live the wonderful life he has provided for us through his death and resurrection. Do you believe that today? We can have joy on this earth. We can have joy on this earth. Every day is not a bad day. It is not. Every day you're not fighting. Every day we are not fighting. I told y'all in Ecclesiastes, it's a season for everything. A season for everything. What season are you in? When you know your enemy today, you would look your friends, and all of a sudden, you know, they start acting crazy. They start talking negative, never nothing good to say. And you know you're a positive person. This is how I tell you, we are spirit beings. People is don't pay attention. We are spirit beings. So what do you think the devil is? He is a spirit being as well. Therefore, he has to find a willing body to enter into to do whatever he wants. To do whatever he wants. And your friend begins to talk negative and you being a positive person, then all of a sudden you find yourself talking negative. What do you think just happened? That spirit transferred right onto you. It transfers right onto you. I remember there was a picture with Denzel Washington. I don't remember the name of the picture. But as you watch the picture, it took me a minute to realize what was going on. And you saw it's like the spirit will go from one person to the next. It enter in, you know, You touch up the person and it enter into that person. And that person touch someone else and it enter into that person. And so on and so on. Let me tell you, be careful on who you have laying hands on you. Be careful on who you have praying over you. You have, you have sheep in wolf clothing. Be sensitive in the spirit. Have that relationship with Christ today, people. He, let me tell you, he will never fail you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, people. We are in crucial times. Know who your enemy are. Know how they operate. See, God give us a heads up on people, but we choose to ignore. We choose to ignore what it is that we're seeing. We make excuses, and those excuses that we're making will get us in trouble. Why? Because we choose not to believe what God is saying. You will say, get thee behind me, Satan, because he's telling you about your friend. He is telling you about them. But what do? We ignore all the warning signs. We ignore all that God is telling us. It's like, no, that is my friend. Who is an enemy? An enemy is not your friend. He don't care who he used. He will use your children. He will use whatever. But if you recognize it and shut it down, the spirit that is operating within that person, that spirit of destruction, that spirit of division, that's why we walk around our house. All of a sudden, you know, your house was peaceful. Now, if you're dealing with this and what I'm saying you recognize, let me tell you, begin to walk around your house and pray. If you know that your house was a peaceful house, a house filled with love, and all of a sudden it's like chaos, destruction just going on inside your house, it's time for you to stop. Realize what's going on. Realize what happened. Something entering. You may have brought it in yourself. People don't care who they use, what they use. You bring something into your house and all of a sudden the atmosphere in your house changes. The atmosphere in your house changes. Again, chaos. Husband and wife arguing. Children acting crazy. Nothing that you're doing is going right. Time for you to pick up that sword and begin to get in that word. Begin to get in that word and walk around and war in your house. War in your house. And sometimes it's not just a natural house. The house that holds the Holy Spirit within. Your thoughts becomes crazy. Bring it into subjection with the Word of God. Bring it into the subjection, the Word of God. That's what we need to do. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read from 3 to 9. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Listen to verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord had given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. Let me tell you something. The word that we stand firmly, the word that he has given us to fight against the enemy, it's time for you to rise up, know who you are, know who you belong to, and most of all, know that you have more fighting for you than against you. Recognize that today. United we stand, divided we fall. You yourself cannot fight the enemy by yourself. The God within you and those that are around you that are prayer warriors, those that go in war and intercede, those that have your back, knowing that you're warring, but know who your enemy is. When God is showing you something, do not ignore it. Do not override it. Do not override it. You know, as I'm telling you this, I look upon the story with Samson and Delilah. You know, they were so busy trying to figure out where he gets his strength from. See, you don't know what God has within you unless you begin to get that relationship with God, that you know that you can stand, and with that power and that authority, you can call on the name of Jesus. So demons tremble at the name of Jesus. The very name that the world don't want you to say on your job, in school, you get persecuted for calling on the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, I know a couple years back, you was hearing so much where over in another nation, where there was literally beheading Christians because they refused to renounce Jesus. They refused. And I'm like, my Lord, not because it's happening over there mean it won't happen here. But it's time for us. I always go back to prayer. Let us begin to pray. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask God for the spirit of alertness, awareness. Ask him today. The enemy is real.
The adversary is real. His imps are real. Just like you see, God has his angels. You read the Bible, you know that Satan have his as well. He have his imps. Which one do you want reside in you? The Holy Spirit? Or do you want the adversary to reside in you? Recognize when he is used, and he uses at times too, until you recognize. So wait a minute, this is not me. Why am I acting this way? What enter in? What did I do? Always self-examination. Examine yourself. Don't be so busy looking at other people that you don't look at what you're doing. The picture is always clear when we're looking at somebody else, but for us to examine ourselves, that we don't do. That we don't want to do. Say, walk around your neighborhood. Pray for your neighborhood. Bind the hands of the enemy. Bind the hands of the enemy that is operated in your neighborhood. You know, there is gun violence in your neighborhood. And you walk out, just walking, doing exercise. Pray. Pray as you're walking. And bind the hands of the enemy, not in your neighborhood. Ask God to come into your neighborhood. Allow his angels to walk up and down your streets, protecting you all. And you know, sometimes we don't walk alone. We walk with others. Get others to join in with you. And you're walking in the army of God. You're walking in there. You're not walking up and down with no gun. You're gun wheeling, knife wheeling, whatever. No, you're not doing that. But the sword of the Spirit, the Word, the Word. Again, it says, casting down, but let's go back to 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What is strongholds? Strongholds, anything that is binding you. Your thoughts, your thought pattern. That's all you can do, think negative, bind that negative spirit, cast it out into outer darkness. Ask God to deliver you from that spirit. Anything that is not of God, God is love. God is love. God is joy. We see the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians. Are we operating in the fruits of the Spirit? Or are we operating in the flesh? That you also find in Galatians. You will find the works of the flesh, and then you will find the fruits of the Spirit. Get to know the Word of God. You're going to need it. You're going through health issues. The Word of God gives you peace. It gives you comfort. It gives you scriptures to read. Our problem is we don't want to read. We don't want to get into the Word. That takes too much time. That's too much trouble. Or you say, oh, I don't know how to read. Still, no excuse. There is the Bible on, you have it. I have a Bible app on my phone, and it can read the Bible to me. You can put it where it can read it to you. So guess what? Technology, you have no excuse why you can't know the Bible. no excuse. You can't say you can't read. And if you want to learn how to read, there is classes that you can take, or there's programs on the computer that will teach you how to read. I'm eliminating your excuses this right now. That's not but a trick of the enemy. You can't. What can't you not do? Say you don't want to, or you won't do it. It's too much work. It takes too much time out of, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. And then when you get down and you're in that bind, you hear shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda read the Bible. I would have known what to give me peace, what to give me comfort. I should have gotten with someone, you know, a prayer partner that will help me to pray. I should have gotten into the church to hear more of God's word, learn his word, that I'm able to fight in the spiritual realm, that you're able to fight in the spiritual realm. Not the carnal. But we stay so much in carnality and forgetting that we're a spiritual being. Forgetting that we're a spiritual being. You walk into a church and that leader is up there preaching contrary to God's word. That is not the church for you to be in. Not if you want to learn about God. Not if you want to learn about who Jesus is. That is not the church for you to be in. When they say open and follow along and read, granted that there is different versions of the Bible that they have written. When I read to you, I read to you from the King James Version. That's where I read to you from. I don't read to you from no other Bible. So following along, the word may seem like, you know, different, but somewhere along the line, you should understand, even if it's coming from them and you're reading yours, it should coincide with what it is that you're reading. It's probably worded differently. You understand? And I always hear bishops say, they have to show you truth first to deceive you. And it's true. How they do that? They can start off reading the scripture as you know it and begin to switch it up. Now, you're not following along, so you're not even saying, I know you're all going to say, what you talking about? When they slip you a little Mickey in there, you don't even know it. Why? Because you don't even have your Bible with you. You're not even following along with them. You're like, yes, praise the Lord, uh-huh, amen. You don't even know what you're saying amen to. Because one person say amen, you go ahead and you say amen. Are you following along in the Bible what they're saying? I went to one church. I told you all. Very interesting. The fact that you didn't really see nobody walk with the Bible, because they have what everything done, written out and everything. I was told, why are you walking with your Bible? Because that's what I do. I walk with my Bible. I was taught that when the preacher is saying, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse such and such, that's exactly what I do. I open my Bible and I go to it. And I follow along with them. I'm not lazy to follow along with them. I went to another church. This was my early days coming into Christ. And I remember Apostle Porter, she was Cheever at the time. She had preached a sermon. And I went to another church because I was in the state of Florida and I believe in worshiping God on Sundays, not just on Sunday every day, but assembling myself with other believers on Sunday. And no, technology wasn't like how it was. We did not have service on the phone lines. We didn't have a conference line. We didn't have Facebook Live at the time. And when the leader started ministering, I was so happy because, believe it or not, a week before, Apostle Porter preached that message. But then it's like the wind to the left. And I said to the left because they start talking something contrary to what the scripture was saying. And I know that we bring examples and, you know, life experience into it, but that's not what I'm talking about. They were saying this is the word. And automatically my spirit man, it's like it just shut down and I begin to just plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. And I was like, wow, wow, no, this is not so. Lord, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's what I continue saying. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, pleading the blood of Jesus around me, you know. Be careful. Be careful of the places that you enter. Be careful on the places that you are entering into. Know your enemy. When God said, do not trespass on that ground, that's exactly what he means. Do not trespass on that ground. Because when you trespass on that ground, you're the one that given the enemy the go-ahead to do whatever they want to you. And trust me, they're going to do whatever they want to you. Y'all say, what is she talking about? She sounds like she's all over the place. Just sit back and pick out whatever you want to pick out on anything that I'm saying and go and research it. Go and research it. Ask God for yourself. Ask him for yourself. When he say, don't step cross there, don't step cross there. When he said, don't go somewhere, don't go. When he says stand, stand. You don't know what will happen when you cross over there, but God knows. And he's warning you. He is warning you. the frenemies that you're hanging around, that the word of God comes to warn you about those frenemies that you're hanging around with and telling you to stop being around them. The first thing that you will tell, you know, that person that is telling you what God said, whether it be, you know, your apostle, your bishop, your pastor, whoever God used to warn you. And you're looking at them and say, oh, you just don't want me with them because such and such and what's not to the other. And then you don't listen. You don't listen. So what happens? You could end up losing your life over it. You could end up in a hospital over it. So much things could happen. And if you're alive, you're not taken out. You're going to say, God warned me about being around these people, but I didn't listen. So this is what happened to me, disobedient. Just like our parents today, when they say, do not go outside, do not go to this party, do not go to this club, but you choose to do it anyway, then what happens? You can't blame nobody. So with us not knowing the word of God, not knowing that the enemy is literally spirit-born, you notice everything they say, the spirit of, spirit of destruction, spirit of division. You have the Jezebel spirit. I mean, all this you're hearing. So what is it telling you? We're spirit being, right? We are spirit being. It's time for us to wake up, begin to read the word, teach our children the word that they are able also to fight the enemy. Spirit of suicide. Hear what I say? The spirit of suicide. Everything starts within the mind. You are fighting within the mind. That's what he said. Cast down. Where are you casting it down from? Your mind. You are casting it down from your mind. Are we teaching our children today how to do that? Are we teaching those around us how to do that? Are we just watching them and talking about them? Are we doing that? Spirit of suicide, that voice in their head telling them to kill themselves, knowing that there is no forgiveness in it, no forgiveness. But did we teach them this? We ain't teaching them that. I don't know where you all get off thinking that, okay, because your child commits suicide and leave a note, that is okay, that they're going to heaven. You can't preach them into heaven. That you cannot do. But we want to say how good they were and because of this and because of that. And I'm not heartless, people. Please understand that. But please do not call wrong right. There is no way that suicide is right. But lack of ignorance, where we fail to teach our children, our siblings, those that are around us, when God gives us the knowledge, we choose not to tell them about it. The spirit of discernment. spirit of alertness, knowing those around you. Suicide, people, is real. That spirit is real. It is a spirit, and it is real. I remember there was a time where the children, this just to show you the game that they was playing, where they was putting the rope around their neck and going but so far. The game. What is it to put a rope around your neck and think that is okay? What kind of a game is it? People of color know what it is because that's what they did to our ancestors. And they're still doing it. But that was a game to them. Sniffing whatever, that's a game to them. Pay attention to your children. Pay attention to what they're doing. Enemy don't care who he uses. When a child or not, see, it's not even children alone. You have adults. Again, you saw how when COVID hit, people had lost jobs. You had people that was killing their family. So how to say? Murder, suicide. They commit murder to their family and they commit suicide. They kill themselves. Not because they write a note means that it's okay to commit suicide. It is not okay to commit suicide. Today, I ask you, I beg you, it's time to have conversations with those around you. We are all ministers of the gospel. If you know the word, share the word. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask God, Lord, I don't know what to say. You know, I open my mouth. You use me. You talk through me. Be subject. Be obedient today. School already starts. And I have heard, you know, school already, a school that was on lockdown the first day of school. The first day of school, it was on lockdown. Not just one school. On lockdown. Pray for your children. Teach them to pray. The enemy do not care who he use. Let them know they can call upon the name of Jesus. Let them have that relationship. Teach them to have that relationship with Jesus. Teach them. They may be able to save. Even if they save just one, guess what? They save someone. Teach them today. Let them recognize. Let them recognize the enemy today. It may sneak up on you. God, when God gives you that revelation, just step away. Step away. Don't question God. Separate yourself. Separate yourself today. I just pray just one thing, even if it's one thing that you have heard or understand what I said today, that you apply it today. You make a conscious effort today to draw somebody out of the world, to help them change the way of thinking. I also told you all the exercise that Apostle Porter had us doing. Here we are born and shaped in iniquity. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. When we come to that age of accountability, knowing right from wrong, can read God giving us the understanding, take it today. Receive it today. Share it today. Don't keep it to yourself. If God say, go across the street and talk to that person, go across the street and talk to that person. The other day was storming, and I said I was going out to the grocery store, and when it starts storming, I change my mind. I say, forget it. I'm not going out in this rain. And then I'm looking out saying, man, I need to go out. But I was struggling. I really was struggling. Let me tell you. I went out to the store. While I was walking around, I went to actually get a rotisserie chicken for dinner. And while I was walking around the store waiting for the chicken to finish, there was this lady. I was about to get some milk, and this lady stopped me and she said, I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you from? So I used to drive, so I asked her, well, maybe you know me from there. And she's like, no, I don't know you from, no, uh-uh. Say, but I know you. Say, but anyway, I just want to tell you, I looked at you, and you had a smile on your face. You're walking around, and you have a smile on your face. And I was walking around the store, and I was singing, just enjoying myself in God, you know, while I wait. And she said, you have such a kind spirit. And she said, can you pray for me? And I looked at her and I said, sure, I can pray for you. I said, do you mind me praying for you right now? And she said, she was like surprised that I even said that. And she said, you would? I said, yeah, I'll pray for you if you want me to pray for you right now. Because I know me, I might go home and I might forget all about her. So I asked if there was something specific. And she told me, and I said, okay. And I began to pray for her. And when I finished, she looked at me and she said, thank you so much. I said, all praises belong to God. Thank him. I thank him for me being here, you know, even to pray for you. And I look around. I was obedient because I struggled. I struggled real hard to leave that house. But just that one person that I met in that store, there was a reason why. And the one store, the first store that I went to, they said, oh, it's going to take 45 minutes before the chicken is finished. I said, man, I ain't waiting that long. So I went to another store. And I got there, and they say, 30 minutes. And I'm like, 30 minutes? What would you all? I said, I went to the one store. They say 45. Come to this store, and it says 30 minutes. But being patient, being obedient to the word of God. Allow God to use you today. I know the broadcast started off as a struggle, and I didn't know that, you know, y'all wasn't hearing what I was saying. But I just say, thank God. And I do have a caller. Hello.
I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Porter.
I tell you, I tune in late, but I tell you, this, yeah, but like you say, it's always the own God is on time, and I just thank God for what I was just hearing, you know, coming from you. You know, we are living in the last days, and the last days mean from now on, and it's not going to get any better. But you know, we that is in Christ, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow what he is telling us to do. And like you said, now you were scuffling about going out because it was raining, but see, you made up your mind. See, I need to go to the store. And when you went on, not knowing, see, God have a reason for everything that we do in our lives as we be led by the Spirit. We don't know, but he knows all things. And little you know, that lady that you run into, she needed that. See, God knows all things. And I just want to thank God for you. You know, and you was talking about the school, you know, being shut down. I want to say to our listeners, we're not safe anywhere but in Christ Jesus. This is why we need to pray before we leave our home. You know, even in the car, and I'm learning now, when I go up and down the highway, just pray and just take my hand and go over the car. You know, you may think that it's silly, but it's not silly, and it's not crazy. That's putting God in before us and in front, and dispatching your angel to watch over you and go before you to take care of, and his blood covering. So it's so very important to what you are saying, you know, that we need to be led by the Spirit of the living God. But you first got to know him. And this is what it's all about. And he don't want to keep his word from none of us. He said if his word is hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost. And thank God that we is on the Lord's side. And I just wanted to share that, and I want to, Minister Diane, be encouraged. You know, keep your head up. Keep doing the will of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is doing great things, and he's going to do even greater things. For time to talk about it and live talk and for the listeners, I want to thank God for each and every one of you and continue, amen, to tune in and hear the word. When you listen to the word of God, amen, this is how we grow, you know. We grow. Why? By listening to the word of God. There's power, there's deliverance, there's healing, whatever we need is in the word of God. Amen. Oh, our serving him and it's not in vain. And in your devotion of time, and when you're not praying and you're studying the word of God, the Bible says study. Not read, but study to show thyself approved. A workman under God need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. So God bless you. I just wanted to share that. Minister Diane, and I want to thank God again for you, and you keep on keeping on. God bless you.
God bless you too, Bishop. I thank God for you. You know, you came into the ministry, you add to the ministry with the word, and like I said, this broadcast is not my broadcast. This is God's broadcast. I'm glad that, you know, Apostle saw fit to entrust me with it. I thank God for entrusting me, you know, to bring forth the word. I know I don't bring forth the word like others, but it's not about me being about others, but being obedient to the word that God has given me, you know, how it comes forth, and whatever direction that he leads.
Amen.
And I learned that you may start off on one topic and end up on another topic and then another topic, but it's also the need of that person that is listening that need that part for that time.
Amen.
You know, I learned to understand that because am I bringing the word right? I used to question, you know, and it's like, I'll never forget Pastor Sharon, you know. She'd always say, no, you're not rambling. You are saying, we understand what you're saying. And it's saying everything, get understanding. So, like I say, that one person that the word may reach, that they, whatever part of the word that they need. And I always say, when I read the Bible, I come from King James Version. I don't use no other version of the Bible. I have two Bibles, and both of them are King James Version. No other version. And I learned that some of the versions are down to a sixth grade level.
Right.
I was like,
but
wow.
You know, Minister Diane, you know, it's a funny thing. People, you know, just get all these Bible where I can understand it better. And my thing now to people now is when they tell me that, what part of Dash or not you don't understand? I mean, come on. What part kind of, yeah, you don't get what Bible is still going to say Dash or not. So what part of that you don't understand? Huh? Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit. What part of that you don't understand? So what Bible you talking about you getting? And you know his word says would not go out and return to him void. So that's why he have you going in different directions a lot of times. You know, one person may need this, another person may need that. And this is why he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. See, God knows. There you go. God knows the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and knows what's in their minds about spirit. So you be encouraged. Keep your head up, and you don't need to try to sound like nobody else. You sound like Minister Diane, and you're doing a great, great job, great work. You be encouraged. God bless you.
I am encouraged. I thank you, Bishop Porter, and again, I thank each and every listener that continue to tune in to Blog Talk Radio, those that, you know, have sowed seed into Blog Talk Radio as well to keep it on air. I thank you all. I appreciate you all. I don't take you all for granted. And again, this is not my broadcast. This is God's broadcast. This is the platform that he has given us to continue to spread his word. And God may have given you a word so for you to bring forth. You can, if, you know, you can call us while we're here live, or you can email us at c7glo@aol.com. And go ahead and leave, you know, an email with your information, and I'd be gladly to contact you and bring you on air. Amen. So hope to see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Start happening. I stopped looking at back then. God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.